It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. There is an animal afoot in Montana's forests and rocky slopes that can strike fear into the heart of rural homeowners. Not the grizzly or the mountain lion, but rather the diminutive Neotoma cinerea, better known by its common name, bushy-tailed wood rat, or simply pack rat. Though its name suggests a kinship with the Norway rat of corn cribs and storm sewers, the pack rat is more closely related to deer mice and voles. Even so, the pack rat's hoarding habits have earned it nearly as bad a reputation as its old world namesake. The esteemed 19th century naturalist John Muir recorded an encounter with pack rats while camping in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California. As he slept, a bushy-tailed pack rat stole his snow goggles, barometer, and teapot lid, and was dragging away his ice hatchet when Muir at last awoke and scared him off. In rural homes, pack rats often hoard a dazzling array of objects. In the cellar crawlspace of my own home, I recently discovered a pack rat treasure trove. 5 sponges, 2 pencils, 3 pens, a sink stopper, a package of sewing needles, a nail scrub brush, an empty can of Copenhagen chewing tobacco, and a tube of my favorite lip balm. They were stashed in a soft mound of fiberglass insulation and shredded newspaper, and sprinkled liberally with fecal pellets. Though such human-made trinkets are of little use to pack rats, hoarding is a life-saving instinct in more natural settings. Pack rats eat a low-nutrient, high-fiber diet of leaves and cactus pads. To survive Montana's long winters, when deep snows can maroon the pack rat in its den for weeks at a time, a big stockpile of food is essential. In autumn, bushy-tailed pack rats gather leaves from virtually any edible plant in their 200-foot home range and store them in dens beneath rock slabs or in caves. In one den, researchers found 3 bushels of clippings from more than 300 plant species. Some of this stored plant material goes uneaten over the winter and winds up in a trash pile, or midden, where the pack rat urinates and defecates. Over time, the midden becomes a dark, shiny concretion reminiscent of peanut brittle. Pack rats often occupy good den sites continually for generation after generation, and their middens become enormous. Researchers have discovered that these musky middens with their embalmed plant fragments hold a key to understanding long-term environmental changes in the West. By identifying and radiocarbon dating each layer of trapped pollen, leaves, and seeds, researchers can create chronological pictures of the vegetation surrounding the midden since it first began accumulating. Pack rat middens have, in this way, illuminated the effects of climatic changes on the Western landscape over the last 40,000 years. Though I complained loudly as I crouched in the crawlspace in hopes of finding some salvageable possessions, I must admit a secret satisfaction in finding pieces of my life in the pack rat's nest. It was as if I had, in some real way, entered the annals of Western history. Sandra Murphy wrote today's Field Note. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.